اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So here we are with Brother Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers, and welcome. And how are you, Hassan?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
That's good. Hussein?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Thank you so much. Welcome. I really welcome you all. So today's Quranic class will be about Ayah 86 of Surah Ali Imran on page 61. So brothers and sisters, as you're listening, please turn to page 61, Ayah 86 of Surah Ali Imran. كيف يهدي الله قوما كفروا بعد إيمانهم وشهدوا أن الرسول حق وجاءهم البينات والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. Let's everybody listen once.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كيف يهدي الله قوما كفروا بعد إيمانهم وشهدوا أن الرسول حق وجاءهم البينات والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
Nice recitation. Allah bless the reciter, inshallah. So, we'll mention some points, okay? And regarding this ayah, but the details, okay, the complete explanation should be with you, inshallah. Refer to the tafsir books, inshallah, interpretations of the Quran Kareem, and learn more there, inshallah. Okay. Allah Almighty says in this ayah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, كيف يهدي الله قوما. How shall Allah guide a people who have disbelieved, كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ, who have disbelieved after their faith. They had believed once, they were believers, and after that they turned to disbelievers. Okay? They turned to disbelievers. وَشَهِدُوا أَنَّ الرَّسُولَ حَقَّ, and after bearing witness, after knowing, after witnessing that the apostle, the prophet is true, the messenger is true, okay? He is the right messenger. وَجَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ, and after manifest, proofs had come to them. بَيِّنَاتِ, the signs, the true manifestations, okay? The true signs of the prophethood had been given to them in their books, okay? That this is the last prophet. So they, in the previous ayat, you remember that a group of delegations, yeah, came to the prophet, and they first believed that, yeah, he is like the prophet. But in the afternoon, they disbelieved.
Yeah.
They denied. Yeah, yes. They returned to their own path. Yes, and they denied the signs of the prophethood in our prophet. They were waiting. Yes. They thought that the last prophet is going to be from Bani Israel again. But he was an Arab. He was from Bani Israel, okay? So that's why they started denying the signs and the manifest proofs of the prophethood, of our prophet, okay? So Allah Almighty says, كَيْفَ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا? How shall Allah guide these kind of people who كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ, who have disbelieved after their faith, وَشَهِدُوا أَنَّ الرَّسُولَ حَقٍّ, and after bearing witness that the apostle is true, وَجَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ, and after manifest proofs had come to them, وَاللَّهُ, so these type of people are among the ظَالِمِينَ. Allah Almighty says, وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ, and Allah does not guide their wrongdoing. Okay? Allah Almighty, sorry, does not guide the wrongdoing people, the wrongdoing lot or nation. So guys, it is very difficult for a person who once believed, okay, and then after that he disbelieves. While he knows the truth is here, okay, with Islam, the truth is with our Prophet, but they again disbelieve. This is called Irtidad. Irtidad. Okay?
Yes.
Irtidad. Or apostasy, okay? It's called apostasy. And so those who disbelieve, okay, they will not be forgiven. Allah Almighty will not guide them. Okay? And irtidad has, in Islam, okay, has a lot of rules, okay, that you can refer to the tafsir books, inshallah, or through the Islamic rulings. You can learn about when a person disbelieves after he has believed, okay, after he has believed, what is the punishment for that person? What is the rule? What is the hukm of that person, okay? Someone who becomes murtad, apostate. So, this ayah talks about that. In the next ayahs, inshallah, we'll talk about how their punishment will be, and will Allah forgive them or no? Okay, how many types of murtad we have? Okay, inshallah, we'll talk in the next session.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
I want you, inshallah, to refer to the tafsir books, but now we will move on to the important tajweed rules and we'll mention them. Ali Nasir, would you please recite once this ayah, then inshallah, one by one, we'll move on to the recitation, the tajweed rules. As you recite, I will mention some tajweed rules, inshallah.
Yes.
A'udhu billah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Ahsan, wait. A'udhu billah. So when you recite it, just a bit stretch the last sound in that word, okay? In rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Read it again.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Ahsan.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Mashallah.
كيف يهدي الله قوما كفروا بعد إيمانهم وشهدوا أن الرسول حق وشهدوا أن الرسول حق وجاءهم البينات
أحسنتم
والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. So كيف يهدي الله قوما كيف, you remember the lean sound, a sound, كيف, yes Hassan, كيف يهدي الله. So there is a kasra before the word Allah. You see that, Ali Nasir?
Yes.
So that kasra sound tells you that the letter lam in the word Allah should not be pronounced with an ah sound. Do not read يهدي الله. كيف يهدي الله with a light a sound. كيف يهدي الله قوماً أو sound. Do you remember the lean? We have two lean mad, أو and A. So remember, A, أو, كيف, قوم. Okay? This A sound, أو sound. Remember, because sometimes we might read it E sound. We might mix it up with an E sound and U sound. Quman wa qawman. Even we see the fatha, okay? We see there is a fatha, it should be an A sound. But I have seen some students, they see there is a fatha, still they read it qu. Quman. It's qawman. Yeah? Kifa. Kaifa. Right? There is a fatha. Because there is a yadi Muslim thing like this is, this has to be pronounced with an E sound, with an U sound. Make sure this is not E and U, okay? Ay, aw, lean mat. Qawman, there is a tanween and after the tanween there is a letter kaf. For the tanween and nun sakin, we have four important rules as you know, yes? What rules? Can you revise them?
Ikhfa,
idgham,
idhar,
and
iqlab.
So, but here, after the tanween, if we look at this word, kafaru starts with ka, kaf. And if kaf, if the letter, the tanween or nun sakin approaches the letter kaf, which is amongst the rest of the letters, amongst the ikhfa letters, so what rule is applied?
Ikhfa.
Of course, ikhfa. So we hide the sound of the tanween. Qawman kafaru. Qawman kafaru. What do we mean by ikhfa? We mean when you pronounce the letter noon or the noon sound, your tongue touches the gum area, the top gum area of your mouth. Yes?
Yes.
But when you want to do the rule ikhfa, your tongue should not touch that gum area, okay? Qawman. You pronounce the noon sound, but without letting your tongue touch the gum area. Got it? Qawman kafaru. Yes, Hussein?
Yes.
So, ba'da imanihim wa shahidu. There is no important rule. Only the ayn and ha must be pronounced correctly. Wa shahidu anna rasula an. Noon mushaddad, please pay attention. Nasal sound must be pronounced. Pronounce the noon sound from your nose. And this noon sound, okay? And also, shahidu, there is a mat, which is not wajib basically because of the hamza, which is in the next word. Yes? If it was in the same word, you would say that it's wajib. It's mandatory to prolong the mat, yes? But it's not here. So the mad and the harful mad and the hamza, which is sababul mad, are not in the same word. Anna ar-rasul haqqun. Ali Nasir, tell us. Haqqun, tanween. After the tanween, we have waw. What rule is applied here? Haqqun, and then we have waw. Tanween approaches waw.
Idgham?
Idgham, yes, basically idgham. So you merge the sound. Haqqun. Wow, haqqu, haqqu, waja'ahumul bayinat. Ja'a, the mad is wajib, mandatory, because the mad letter, alif, and hamza are in the same word. Okay, so the mad is mandatory, stretch it for 6 counts or 5 counts. Wallahu, there is a jim, tells you that it's better to stop or better to continue. Jim. Hassan? Jim.
Jim is better. It's just to stop or continue.
Oh, it's an optional thing, yes.
Yes.
It's just to continue or stop here. There is no priority to what? To stopping or continuing, okay?
Yeah.
Wallahu. Allah here, since we have a fatha before the word Allah on the top of waw, so you read it with a heavy sound. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimin. That's all. Okay, pronounce the letter dha correctly. Now I will read it once with tajweed rules. Please listen and repeat after me. Yes?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. كيف يهدي الله قوما كفروا بعد إيمانهم وشهدوا أن الرسول حق وجاءهم البينات كيف يهدي الله قوما كفروا بعد إيمانهم وشهدوا أن الرسول الرسول حق وجاءهم البينات والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين
والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم الله bless you inshallah brothers and sisters thank you so much for being with us up to this point inshallah we'll be here with you again stay with IRB English Radio thanks to IRB English Radio and Sevier International Schools for cooperations that's it from us for today والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان